Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. This is your host, Lillian, and today I have the pleasure of bringing you a conversation with Miss Shelby Beaujolais Medjid, who recently won the first ever Solo Select Stallion Incentive Futurity there in Hamilton at the Circle T Arena. Now, we'll dive into the conversation with Shelby here shortly, but first, I just want to give you a bird's eye view of the solo incentive and kind of some of the fun things they had going on with it. You had to buy a solo select breeding in order to enter this incentive roping, and it was for futurity horses, so 4 years old. And this first year, you didn't have to be riding a horse sired by one of the solo select stallions, although their list, I feel, grows by the day. They have a really impressive selection of studs up there now. And so Shelby won on a Kit Kat Sugar, which she and Haven absolutely love. So we talk a little bit about her and her program, kind of what she's been up to after the pro rodeo season, and of course, all things solo select futurity. But before we dive in, I am going to give a shout out to today's episode sponsor. Classic Equine is proud to bring you this episode of The Breakdown. Their team is dedicated to the growth of breakaway and tie-down roping, and they're proud to support programs like ours where these ropers get the recognition they deserve. Classic Equine. Play to win. All right, guys, it's time to rope. Let's go. All right, Shelby. Well, I'm grateful to have caught you on the way home from a jackpot this lovely afternoon.
Glad we quit playing phone tag.
Yes, yes. Well, you've been awful busy. I feel like people think that the fall is the time that you get to slow down after the pro rodeo season, but it feels like you guys are going faster than ever.
Yeah, that's definitely how it feels.
Yeah, because we have the Gold Buckle coming up. We have Quarter Horse World and Kimes, and then of course the big one in Vegas. So definitely staying busy.
Yes, they're gonna sneak up on us.
Well, I was calling today to chat about the Solo Select Futurity, which was the first time they've done that, and you rode cutie Sorrel Gelding Clark to the win.
Yeah, he was a good boy over there.
And what's your experience with Clark? How long have you had that horse?
I bought Clark as a 3-year-old off Liz Hardy's, and I bought him completely sight unseen. She Instagrammed me one day and asked me if I would be interested in him, and I watched the videos, and I was like, man, he looks pretty good. So I bought him completely sight unseen, and he showed up at the house, and Haven was like, what are you gonna do with this horse? He's a pony. And we just kind of joked about him, and I was like, well, I'll just mess around on him. And he was so fun because he was just kind of like your friend. He could come in the house and sit on the couch and drink a beer with you, kind of horse. So yeah, he's pretty cool. So we started him, and he's definitely one of the easiest horses I've ever started, and he's just been so chill. And then he obviously was rank, so I was like, well, I guess I'm just gonna futurity him. And we joke because he's probably the ugliest horse on the place, but he's definitely by far one of the best ones.
That's really interesting because I didn't notice him. I mean, he's a sorrel with a blaze, which we were joking that he looks like so many of your other horses. You kind of always end up with the sorrels, but I didn't think he was ugly.
Like, got his tail chewed when he was turned 4, and then he rubbed his whole tail head like 2 days before the futurity, and he just kind of refuses to, you know, look presentable.
He wants to be feral.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been calling him Clark, but his register name is Raised on Sugar by Kit Kat Sugar. And have you had Kit Kat Sugars before? I feel is
Lil Punch.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So Lil Punch was the same way, easiest horse ever to train, and then we bought Lil Punch's full brother and full sister, and they were both exact same way, just insanely easy to train. And then we have Clark and one other Kit Kat Sugar, actually two other Kit Kat Sugars. So I think we have Kit Kat Sugars out of our ears. We're bred to Kit Kat Sugar. Every single one I've rode has been seriously the easiest horse we've trained. They stop really low and wide. Their score amazing and super cowy. They run flat. I love them. They're all sorrels, but definitely my favorite.
Yeah, that's awesome. Maybe you can find a mare with like a homozygous for a
Yeah,
roan
right.
or something else so you can get mix up a
Yeah.
little bit.
No, we actually ended up buying Little Punch's mom too and are breeding her back to Kit Kat Sugar to get more siblings because we're three for three on siblings that have been really, really good. So,
Okay, well, you can't mix up that mixture. And I'm sure when
yeah.
Liz messaged you and you saw he was a Kit Kat Sugar, you were like, this feels like a good
Yeah.
bet.
Yeah. She sent the videos and he stopped low and wide and just looked really cool riding around. So I was like, dang, he looks just like a Kit Kat Sugar. So,
Yeah, this was only for 4-year-olds at the Solo Select Futurity. Have you been very involved with the Solo Select program? I know you had to buy breeding in order to enter this futurity.
we bred to Kilo, and then last year I was trying to get a breeding to Biggs, the notorious BIG, but that's kind of the first dealings we've had as far as breeding wise. But I've definitely bought a lot of horses off of Melanie and Solo Select over the years. I think we've probably bought five or six off of them, so definitely been familiar with them, and they've done a lot for the horse industry.
Yeah, they kind of changed the game when it came to how online sales were done, and I feel like they
Yeah.
really market their horses well.
Yes, for sure. She definitely changed the game with her marketing skills. I noticed that everybody started taking videos the way that she did it after she learned how to market them.
Well, let's talk about the futurity. Had it down there in Hamilton at the Circle T. It was a little toasty that day, which I don't think we were expecting for October,
Yeah.
but it was a good roping.
Yeah, it was a really good roping. I thought the calves were great and it was a little bit longer start, but it was a really good setup for 4-year-olds. It was the perfect amount of, challenging for them, but still easy enough where they could get by. And I thought it was a step up before all those 4-year-olds turned five, just test them a little bit and see what they got.
Yeah, let them track them down a little bit. And if a calf moved left or right, gave the judges a chance to see if your horse did the same.
Yeah, for sure. There wasn't very fast runs. 3-second runs were really good runs there, and I thought it was a great futurity. I don't like the nod and ride setups and, just blasting and going 2-4. It's really hard to show your horse and see how well your horse can track a calf and go place one out there for you. So I thought it was awesome.
We'll get you right back to the episode, but first, I need to tell you a little bit about Classic Equine. The secret to winning? Preparation and using the right gear. That's why Peyton Bray trusts Classic Equine to keep his horses sound no matter the ground. His choice of hind boot protection, the Pro-Tech Hinds. These skid boots stay in place when his calf horse makes those hard stops, plus the soft material and inner splint pad provide extra protection on the legs. Peyton also relies on Classic Equine's Aura Roper Performance Cinch to absorb the shock out of the jerk in his tie down and heeling. He calls it the toughest cinch on the market. It's soft, extremely breathable, and easy to clean. Definitely a roper's choice. When you're in it to win it, choose Classic Equine, Pro-Tech, or Aura. It's what the pros use. All right, guys, let's dive back in. So the setup there, it was 3 go-rounds and then clean slate finals, which I was talking to my boss Chelsea, and I said, that's kind of an odd setup for a roping, but Chelsea reminded me that's how all of the performance horse stuff is with the cow horse and the
Yes.
reining. And so, yeah, you ended up winning rounds 1 and 3, and then Cheyenne won round 2.
and then went into the finals and had a clean slate and had to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a unique setup. I think that's the first time I've, roped on a setup like that where they don't pay the third round, but it's just a progressive round to get to the finals. So it was definitely different. But yeah, they said they did that from the cow horse format.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not complaining as long as I get paid in
Yeah.
the
Yeah, no, exactly.
end. Awesome. So kind of talk me through how you thought Clark handled the setup there. I know you kind of mentioned that you appreciated it was a longer setup and kind of got to show off on those calves a little bit.
Hamilton, I feel like, is more of a team roping setup. So it was kind of a healing box. It was really wide and a deep box. And so I feel like that was kind of where it got a little bit technical for those 4-year-olds. The calves were way out in front of you right there at the start. And, that box is so wide. So you really have to try and ask them to run to the pin and then go find that calf. And it wasn't a quick go where the calves were out in front of them. They definitely had to go and get them. And then, lock on out in the field. So I feel like Clark did good. He was a little bit wide, but I couldn't complain too much. The box was wide and his line was still good to the calves. So I think he did good, just kind of from the corner to the calf as far as that setup.
Okay. And I have a note here that you left with about 12,000, 13,000 on the day. So not a bad day. And you didn't even have to drive that far.
Yeah, it was a good day. And, usually we're showing up with 12, 13, anywhere around there for charity horses. So it's
Oh,
nice to
wow.
show up on one and just ride one for the day
Yeah.
and not really have to worry about running around.
You have one of those horse trainer trailers with like, 10 holes in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that just makes me tired thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next for you and Clark?
We're getting ready for the Gold Buckle for Charity in Abilene now.
Okay. And then is he going to get some time off kind of later this winter?
Probably not. He had a hot girl summer and kind of just chilled out in Texas. Got 4 months of not even getting touched. So I only got to ride him probably 4 times once I got home from the summer before I took him to the solo for Charity. So definitely gonna try and sharpen him up a little bit more before the Gold Buckle.
I remember you saying that you guys had just been turning your fraternity horses out and kind of letting them be horses when you guys were rodeoing all summer.
Yeah, we just kick them all out with all their friends for the summer and let them mess around and play and be horses. And it's been really good. They come back in and they're a lot more mature and they remember everything. They usually come back better. A lot of the things that, we were trying to pound into their heads before we left, they come back and it's like it just clicked. So
Oh, that is so
it's been really
interesting.
well, pretty good for us with that program.
Okay. And I know last year we had discussed kind of your balancing act with the pro rodeo and the futurity. How is that balancing act looking these days?
Last winter was really hard because I think I started 12 or 14 horses from start to finish last winter, from like swinging a rope on them for the first
Oh.
time to taking them to a charity. So it was, last winter was a kick in the butt, and I don't feel like I got as many runs as I wanted to for myself. But now it's like I have this army of horses, and every horse I, you could throw a rock and whatever horse you hit at our house, you can go saddle and take it to jackpot and win on it. So it's really nice now. We got last winter out of the way and it's paid off in a big way because I have horses out my ears that I can just go practice on or jackpot on or do whatever on. So it's really nice now.
So it sounds like you started your army and now your army is, getting to that
Yeah.
jackpot level. Are you backfilling? Like, are you going back and finding more horses to like keep the cycle going, or are you just gonna kind of, I don't say coast, but enjoy the fruits of your labor from last winter?
Oh, definitely enjoying it. I have, I think 2 3-year-olds that I'm starting for next year, to start taking the futurities, just so I have, more 4-year-olds coming up. But as far as now, pretty much just gonna enjoy having a whole army of horses out my ears to practice on and haul or do whatever I need to do.
Well, there you go. And if anything gets tight or something, you'll just be like, "Hey, who needs a solid jackpot horse? A Kit Kat Sugar, probably."
Yeah, I know there's like 8 Kit Kats standing at the house.
Okay. Well, I remember I don't remember when I had talked to Haven, but I think we were talking about an average win or something, and I said,
Well, because y'all have that new gorgeous place, you got to keep winning because because now you have a mortgage payment. And it's kind of the same deal. You got to keep jackpotting and making these awesome horses because you just got to keep the whole thing going.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of our goal this year, is just jackpot more and try and make more money with our rope and get as sharp as we can this winter.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Okay, well, I am super happy for you. Congratulations winning the first ever Solo Select Futurity, and just going to keep the momentum going throughout the winter.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for joining me on the latest episode of the Breakaway Breakdown. I loved getting to chat with Shelby about her futurity horse, Clark, and it's always fun to kind of change things up when we've been on the pro rodeo beat for so long. Thank you again to Classic Equine for supporting today's episode. You've seen Classic Equine everywhere, at Chris Neal Productions, The Patriot, Kimes Million Dollar Breakaway, and Under the Bright Lights of Vegas. Their team is dedicated to providing innovative gear, top-notch product education, and telling the stories of those who dedicate their lives to the fastest sport on dirt. Classic Equine, play to win. All right, y'all, I'll catch you guys next time.